Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gotta be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He's sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 185 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast, the longest running episodic wrestling figure podcast going today. Sitting alongside next to me is my real life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Scott, so you got the card back tank top going on over there.
Well, you know, again, summer, I always say it, sun's out, guns out, gotta rep the show. So of course, and rep the listeners as well, throw on the card back tank top, which you can get at whatamaneuver.net.
I see Breaker and Bane on there. I see good brother David Myers. Also, I see GBM on there. Good brother Mike.
There's a lot of sexy going on this shirt, Jeff. And not just because I'm wearing it.
Not this time, huh?
Not this time. I'm bringing the listeners with me. Bringing sexy back.
This show is simple. It's news and two listener questions. However, the news is going to go long. So you thought we were all done with San Diego Comic-Con and all that stuff? We've got a lot of news going on, Scott.
Yeah, there's a lot of follow-up to SDCC. These are called the SDCC aftershocks, Jeff, if you will. So get ready, because there is a lot of news coming down the pipe, and not just WWE/Mattel. Got a little something extra in there for you, too, from Chris at FTC, so stay tuned.
These notes are like War and Peace, dude. This is like a thick novel going on over here.
Usually that's our San Diego Comic-Con notes. But seriously, like the last 2 weeks, the aftershocks of SDCC have produced a lot of show notes. So yeah, we're going to be reading through War and Peace this week, Jeff.
Everyone, head on over to Pro Wrestling Tees or whatamaneuver.net. Pick up any of our past t-shirts, like the one Scott is wearing, the Series 1 card back tank top. You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, and the Book of Faces at Fully Posable, Instagram Fully Posable, WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, any of them at all, on Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Please rate and review on iTunes. I'm sending a call out to the listeners. Please rate and review on iTunes. We are at our last review. So if you would be so kind to head on over to iTunes, leave us a little 5-star-ski, and we will read it on the air.
We'll read the whole thing. We're totally fine with that. We have no shame. Morals are questionable as well, but definitely no shame. But you know, to the listener's credit, Jeff, when you're 185 episodes in, that's a lot of reviews to read every single week. So to everyone who has sent in a 5-star and a review, thank you very much. If you want to keep hearing the 5-star reviews and what people have to say about the show, please keep sending them in. We'll keep reading them. If none come in, we'll find something else to fill the void. But thank you to everyone that sent one in so far.
Absolutely. This last one comes in from DAT Batman 18. Says 5-star champs. Gave a sweet 5 stars. He said, great guys, very informative, great segments. Oh, and one more thing. Let's go Buffalo. # fig life, adios. Bills fan, dude.
I can understand his being partial to the show, because we do, in fact, have a resident Buffalo Bills fan on the show. Jeff?
That would be me.
That would be you.
Yes. I will take credit for that one.
Thank you for the kind words, and thank you for the 5-star review.
Yeah, thank you, Dad Batman. You can send us any audio questions, or anything else at all to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. I am going to issue an apology this week. We had to push off the giveaway this week, the Summer of Saying Dude Love giveaway. The next month is going to be trying for me. I have a trip to Colorado this week. Things got a little hectic trying to pack, get everything ready. Then I'm off to Florida next week. After that, you and I may be taking a trip south, Scott.
Oh, hey, shh. No spoilers. No spoil.
Don't. Oh, okay.
Don't pull the curtain back too far, Jeff.
All right. Possibly. It's tentative right now.
Allegedly.
Yes. Then the week after that, I'm home and then off to Chicago. So this month of August is going to be pretty busy for me. So this week got a little hectic. I apologize to Nate, He's another one I want to apologize. We had to push his off a couple weeks. Next week, we do have Megalopolis, and then Nate is scheduled after that for his great giveaway of doing custom ring skirts.
That's awesome, but dude, you just kind of glossed over and actually tipped your hand a little bit with a spoiler there on what's happening next week on the show. Do we go into it?
Sure.
Or do we just leave it at that as like a nice little teaser, kind of whet the appetite a little bit?
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so you mentioned next week, Megalopolis. So yes, due to hectic work schedules, this week there is no Summer of Saying Dude Love giveaway, but we are more than going to make it up to you next week. Tune in next week. I guarantee you're going to be blown away by the giveaway. And the week after that, you're going to be blown away again because Ring Skirts is going to do a custom ring skirt for the winner that's going to fit onto your ring. So you definitely want to tune in. Tune in the next couple of weeks because we've got a huge one next week and a huge one the following week. So definitely, I'm not even trying to understate it at all. It's big and it's coming from Megalopolis next week. So you guys are definitely going to want to tune in and check it out. So big giveaways yes. The next couple weeks to make up for this one.
Yes, absolutely. So apologies to the listeners on the giveaway this week. That was my error and just things getting chaotic over here. And also to Nate. But I promise you guys are going to want to tune in next week and then following week with Nate. So Scott, Figure Friday comes in from the birthday boy this past week at Colossus Nick.
Happy birthday, bud.
At WWF Hasbro Maniacs made Nick a custom mint on card Hasbro figure. It's Nick on the card, says HWO on his shirt, and he's in Hasbro form. It's got Nick on there. I met Nick while in New York this past WrestleMania season. Great guy. I enjoyed hanging with him for the few minutes I was able to. Him and I marked out because we thought we saw a mint on card Mattel retro of Bret Hart. Until you picked up the card and you're like, oh, this is a custom, but well done, whoever made the custom. So, and by the way, Brett was asking way too much for that custom, by the way.
Man, come on, Brett.
So anyways, happy birthday to Nick. And also, that's a sick custom. Great job by WWF Hasbro Maniacs on that custom. Scott, did you do any toy spotting?
I did. You know what happened? I stopped at Big Lots and, of course, when I'm kind of pumping the brakes on the spending because of the retros, three series of retros I just purchased from Megalopolis and this coming weekend to Stockton Con. So I'm trying to kind of like sock away all my dimes and pennies for that. I go to Big Lots just to see if they've gotten in stuff. And lo and behold, they did. On the bright side, I found were the Jack Gallagher's, James Ellsworth, and Big Cass figures from our local Walmart went.
And they went to?
They went to Big Lots.
Nice.
Yes, they are there. They also had the WrestleMania Elites, of which I passed on all of them because, again, I just invested in the three series of retros. And this weekend, going to meet Kurt Angle, going to meet Vicky Guerrero, have a couple figures for those. Plus, got to have a little budget socked aside just in case I see something super cool at Stockton Con. Most likely, Peyton will see something super cool that I'm going to get for her. But I passed on those. Money is reserved for Stockton Con this weekend, so hopefully next week there will be a better toy spotting slash autograph story to come out of Stockton Con that I can share with you.
I don't even know where to begin with my toy spotting. My toy spotting was all over the place this past week, Scott.
In a good way or a bad way?
It was a good way.
Good.
So Friday morning, I stopped by Walmart in San Leandro. Pegs are bare. So, okay, you know, it is what it is. I go to work. I come home on Friday night. Next morning, I wake up to go to the gym. And the best time to hit that San Leandro Walmart is at about 6 or 7 in the morning because about 9 o'clock it just gets chaotic. I walk in and they had Elite 68 sitting on the pegs.
Sweet.
In that 24-hour period, they had gotten an Elite 68, except they had 4 Romans, 1 Braun, and 1 Mabel.
Did you pick up Mabel?
I already had Mabel. I picked him up from Amazon.
Ah, gotcha.
So I was just like, crap, you know, I was like, this is ridiculous. You know, no Pat Patterson, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, I look on BrickSeek and I noticed that Fremont, their number jumped. So now it's about 7 o'clock in the morning. And I'm thinking if I drive out to Fremont, there's a good chance they'll have it on the pegs. So, you know, Fremont is what, about 15, 20 minutes from here, 25 minutes?
Yes, depending on traffic.
depending on traffic. So it's Saturday morning, so there is no traffic. So I'm like, okay, I can make this trip and then head to the gym and get there by 8:30. That'll be fine. I head out to Fremont, and guess what's on the pegs?
Bear pegs.
Bear pegs, except one in English basic.
Oh.
Yeah, it was ugly, dude.
Look at Brixie swerving on you like it was a horseman.
I know. So I get in the car, go to the gym, come home, have breakfast, work on the podcast.
Curse at Brickseek.
Curse at Brickseek. But one thing I'm noticing is I keep refreshing Brickseek, and all these places now are popping up on Brickseek around me, and their numbers are jumping. So Richmond got a case in. Antioch got a case in. Just a bunch of Walmarts around here. Well, I shouldn't say around here, because Antioch's like 45 minutes away. A lot of places are... Their numbers are jumping. One place I noticed their number jumped was San Leandro Walmart over off of Hesperian and Llewelling. And I was like, I'm going to head over there and see if they put it out on the pegs. I head over there. Now, it's about 5:30 at night. Traffic's a bear because it's Northern California, so why not? I get over to San Leandro Walmart. There's nothing on the pegs.
Ugh.
Right. I was like, well, that was a waste. I get back in the car, come home. Because I'm not in a battle anymore traffic. So I come home, finish off the podcast, release it that night. Next morning, I wake up and I look at Celeste and I said, let's go back to the San Leandro Walmart. Let's just go Toy Spotting this morning and also take you to breakfast. How about that? And Celeste is like, all right. So we get in the car. We go to San Leandro Walmart. They still hadn't put that case out on the pegs. And you can't find an employee to save your life.
Yeah, it's turning into Home Depot quickly, isn't it?
Dude, it's like they scatter after like a certain time, like maybe about 8:30. Like they stock everything in the morning and then they scatter to the back.
Everybody hide in the stock room.
They don't want to be around the Bay Area crowd, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So anyways, Celeste and I are like, okay, it is what it is. So we head out to Union City because we noticed that their number had jumped. We head out to Union City. We walk in, and for the first time in 20 years, I found a figure on the pegs in Union City that I did not have. I found Pat Patterson, dude.
Oh, that's sick, dude. Right on.
Found Pat Patterson. They also had Mabel, not the Chase Mabel. I was looking for that one, but they had Braun. They had Daniel Bryan. And that was about it. So anyways, I told Celeste, I said, well, let's head back out to Fremont and see they put that case out and see if we can maybe pick up some figures for the community and then do a giveaway or whatever it may be. So we go out to Fremont. That Aiden English basic was purchased the day before because now the pegs were completely bare, dude.
Oh, man. Still?
Nothing. I even asked an employee who was walking by. I said, can you scan this one barcode right here? She scans it and she goes, we don't have anything. And she shows me her scanner. It says zero.
Man.
I know. I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. So anyways, Celeste and I go to lunch, kind of brunch-ish around there. And then we came home and just enjoyed the rest of the Sunday. Dude, finding that figure, dude, it was that remembrance of finding things on the pegs and being happy again. Just like, oh, I finally found something. You know, this is the very first time I ever found a Chase. I never found a wolf. People were finding wolves and couldn't give them away.
That's awesome, dude. It's great to bring back that thrill of a hunt because it's been so long. So that's great that you found them. I actually will say our local Walmart, they did get in Elite 68 and they did get in Basic 98. All that's left right now is Daniel Bryan. Actually, Tim on Twitter at a chair shot, he's the one that told me that they had gotten him in because he went and they had gotten him. The only one I'm really looking for out of Elite 68 anyway is Mabel, so I'm not too upset about it. Probably will pick up Patterson if I ever find him, but I'm not going to hold my breath on that one. But you know what? I do want to say I will nominate that Ultimate Warrior Basic 98 as the best basic of all time.
Even over Sting, huh?
Yeah. You know, it's tough, but yeah, that Ultimate Warrior face scan is one of the finest ever on a basic. In my opinion, in looking at that one, and I picked up that figure, I'm going to go back and pick it up. But again, it's going to be after Stockton Con this weekend. That figure is beautiful. That basic 98 Ultimate Warrior, I'm going to say it, there are a lot of good basics. That Naya basic is really good, the Natalya basic. I'm going to, without saying it's the best of all time, I'm going to say it's in the top three basics of all time.
You guys didn't get in Series 97 basics, right? The SummerSlam?
No, we did not.
Neither did we.
It passed right over them.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we did too. Because I went back to San Leandro Walmart this morning looking for good brother Mike. He needed a Mabel. I went back there this morning to pick up the Mabel. which was gone, and now they're only down to Roman. So in 5 days, they've basically wiped out their whole elite case that they got in.
Yeah, I wonder if that tells them anything.
I know, right? But they skipped over SummerSlam 97 and just put out 98 with the Warrior, the Ruby Riot, man. I'm not a fan of that figure.
It's okay. It's not horrible, but it's okay.
Ugh, I'm not a fan. But anyways, that thrill of the hunt, dude, it was like, yes, I finally found something. You know, it was that feeling again. It was great, dude.
Yes.
And it was kind of cool also seeing new stuff on the pegs. That was another good feeling. But this weekend, I am heading over to 5280s in Denver, and I'm going to check out their stock. And then also, I'm going to be hitting up some Walmarts in Denver.
Yeah. Hey, I hope you find some cool stuff. And I will say also, the Macho Man San Diego Comic-Con figure did come in, and man, I don't really include it in toy spotting because we've already talked about getting it, but in receiving that figure and cracking it open, I didn't actually remove it from its packaging. I just sliced the tape that holds the Slim Jim box together, pulled the figure out, kept it in its plastic case. I've got to say, again, kind of going with that Ultimate Warrior basic, I'm leery to say it's the best basic of all time. I'll put it in the top three. But this Macho Man San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Elite Slim Jim, I'm so close to saying it's the best wrestling figure of all time.
Really?
Yeah, dude, it is so good. Look, packaging plays a big role, right? That Macho Man Hasbro is beautiful because it totally captures him on the card. The figure itself is perfect. First and foremost, this Macho Man San Diego Comic-Con Slim Jim figure has supplanted or surpassed the Macho Man Hasbro Series 1 as the best Macho Man figure of all time. And I hate to be like in the moment and, oh my gosh, it's the best ever. But in looking at that figure more and more, I've got to say it might be my favorite wrestling figure of all time.
Wow, dude, that's something. It's tough to make that call. I know a lot of people are making that call right now and saying it. I'm not going to go that far. I mean, it is beautiful. It is awesome. As you said, the packaging plays a huge role. But man, to say it's the best wrestling figure of all time?
Yeah. Yeah, if it's not the best, it's certainly in my top three. But I'm going to be hard-pressed to say it's not my favorite. I mean, the packaging, the job that they did on his clothing, that jacket, the hat, the sunglasses, the Slim Jim accessories. I'll say it again, the packaging, it's all so perfect. I can't find a flaw with it. It screams perfect. And spoiler alert, I'm going to suggest it gets put into the Hall of Fame this year because it is outstanding and it's probably going to be my number. Look, if it's the best figure of all time, in my opinion, it's going to be at the top of my 2019 list for top 10 figures. It's beautiful, dude. I can't say enough about it. It's a perfect figure. Like if I'm the pizza guy rating pizza, it's a 10. And never in the history of pizza reviews has he given a 10 to a pizza. I'm giving a 10 to this figure. It's a 10 through and through. It's a 10.2. It's that good.
You're going to have to fight me over the Bret Hart Silver Shades Series 8 Hasbro.
We'll brawl. I'll put on the gloves. I'll put on brass knuckles. I don't care.
Yeah, Rochambeau.
That Macho figure is perfect.
I'm going to kick you first and then go, okay, yeah, Macho's going in.
You win. You win, dude. It's cool.
You win. Yeah, I got the Macho figure. I couldn't even break it out of the seal, dude. I couldn't.
Oh, you have to. You have to look at it. Dude, you know what? Get a super sharp knife and just slice that tape. Open it up. Take out the plastic. It's so beautiful. It's such a great looking figure. I know I'm gushing, but dude, it's so good. It's a perfect figure. It's a 10.2 out of 10.
Oh, you crack me up, Scotty.
It's that good.
Scott, we have a ton, and I mean ton of news. Are you ready to get into it?
As we would say in Cali, we have hella news. Let's talk about it.
Scott, first bit of news comes in from Figures Toy Company, or I should say Christy Petrillo from Figures Toy Company. He said, hey guys, coming through with a few tidbits that I hope you have time to add to the show this week. This is based on a lot of the discussion that are going on in the Fig Life community. It includes a lot of info on the FTC lines and some personal opinions from collectors' point of view about some of the other figure news we've been hearing lately. Regarding Wishlist and FTC getting rights to wrestlers who have passed away, What people need to realize is that obtaining the rights to deceased wrestlers is not an easy process. Some families want nothing to do with the wrestling world. Other times, tracking them down feels like an invasion of privacy. It might be easy for a company like WWE to get the family of Big Boss Man to license him out as part of a Legends deal, but for an independent toy company like Figures Toy Company, where we haven't had a relationship with those particular talents, it makes things much harder. Collectors request stars for our Legends line like Mike Awesome, Canyon, and Public Enemy often, but it's those reasons why you will likely never see those stars made by FTC. Chris Candido was a major coup for us because Chris's memory is still kept alive by stars we have worked with like Shane Douglas and Francine. And his brother was very happy to speak with us and allow us to do something to honor Chris by making his figure. His brother is also very active on social media by sharing his memories of Chris and showing old pictures and clips that wrestling fans can appreciate. He is the exception to the rule. Older fans or fans of classic superstars will look for stars like Hercules or Dino Bravo to be added to our Legends line, but those are even less likely than someone like Awesome or Canyon. The reason being is that these are stars who, while deserving in many ways, serve to satisfy a very small corner of the collector's population. We have seen higher level WWE stars like Tito Santana and Junkyard Dog sit on pegs for ages, and they are much more noticeable on a mainstream level than those other names. I personally would enjoy a Hercules figure, but I don't think he would do well based on the fact that he has no presence out there and has been, quote, out of sight, out of mind, end quote, in the wrestling world for many years. It would be a cool addition. I could even do a Legends 2-pack of him with our Scott Norton recreating their Jurassic Powers tag team. But on a sales level, I foresee it as a shelf warmer, and that's something I try to avoid. Putting money into the production for a figure that won't return the investment is a situation that I look to avoid at all cost. My goal is to continue utilizing the stars of the past that still have a presence out there and who are still fresh on the fans' minds so that their Legends figure captures everyone's attention. Regarding the announcement of Super 7 doing New Japan figures, I've seen a lot of people getting excited about this, but as a Super 7 product collector myself, there is a good and bad to this. Super 7 is another company much like ours, NECA, and others that are geared towards the collector's market. They are not a mass retail company, and their products are not going to be flooding the shelves of Target and Walmart unless their business model changes drastically. While getting New Japan figures of any type is awesome, I know firsthand that some of the collectors get unhappy with the price points on these niche figures. I pay $35 to $40 per figure for things like Masters of the Universe through Super 7. So if collectors looking forward to the rumored quote-unquote deluxe New Japan figures think these will be $15 style figures, it's going to be a bit of a sticker shock. Again, Super 7 could change their business model, but this New Japan line will likely follow their model of small production runs. Potentially limited time purchase periods, collectors' market prices, and tremendous price gouging online once they are out of stock. I also don't foresee the entire New Japan roster being produced and see a handful of major stars being made. We will most likely get the guys like Okada and Naito, but the New Japan mid and upper card may not see the light of day for a while, if ever. This is coming from first-hand experience as someone who has been buying Super 7 products for years. Regarding FTC and New Japan, there hasn't been any movement forward in that regard. Our relationship with Ring of Honor has given us more of an opening with them, and I've personally spoken with New Japan stars in the past, referring to people not under contract to FTC, but nothing has come out. Fingers crossed that all that changes one day. There is no movement towards an AEW license at this time. We have been fortunate to produce many of their stars previously and still have some talents like Joey Janela coming up in the Rising Stars line. Right now, the major focus is on getting Ring of Honor roster through production, as well as continuing to build the Legends and Rising Star brands before adding another new license. Last but not least, news on the new FTC signings. All Ego Ethan Page was the first official announcement of the new names coming to the Rising Stars. And I can confirm for you that right now there are currently half a dozen names officially signed on for either the Rising Stars or Legends line that will be revealed in the coming months. Also, one name in particular will be a great get for collectors because he had a Jax figure that went unreleased, and we will be putting an FTC spin on it to recreate the idea behind that figure design. I'm really excited about this one, and I think the collectors will be too. So that was Chris DiPaciolo coming in with that email, Scott.
I love hearing the business side answering kind of like the wish list side. I appreciate Chris's honesty. A lot of info there about Super 7. A lot of info about why don't you make this guy or why don't you make that guy. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that, and I appreciate the honesty. It's really good to hear the other side, the business side, about why certain people don't get made. Be it it's going to be a shelf warmer or they're a deceased wrestler whose family wants nothing to do with wrestling anymore. I love hearing that side of it. So huge thanks to Chris for that email. And I look forward to the future releases for sure.
Do you think Dino Bravo and Hercules would be a shelf warmer, Scott?
It's really a tough call. You'd really have to have those fans that are clamoring for that figure put their money where their mouth is. You really want it made, but at the end of the day, are you going to pony up when it's actually produced? It's going to depend on the look of the figure. But I know I would, especially a Dino Bravo, absolutely. I can see Chris's point. Absolutely, I can see his point that when there's guys like Tito Santana and Junkyard Dog warming the pegs, what's a Dino Bravo or a Hercules going to do? And I'm sure Mattel has asked these same questions when they're thinking about certain guys. So again, it's great to hear the other side of the wish list argument as to why certain guys that we want made don't get made. And we talked about it last week, how as hardcore collectors, we're never happy. Well, now you get the business side of it as to why certain guys aren't made, and it kind of makes sense.
I see both sides of the point. I think Dino Bravo, I just see him moving. I really do, because we've never gotten a Dino Bravo figure.
That's exactly my point. So it would be a great kind of like a first time ever figure, but we'll have to wait and see. Maybe there will be enough demand one of these days for a Dino to get made. And I would love it if it was kind of like 89-90 Dino when he was teaming up with Earthquake and he had like the gauntlets and the cape. I think that'd be a killer looking figure. And I really think FTC would knock it out of the park. I think Mattel would too. Like a molded cape on him. But we'll see. I'm not going to hold my breath.
I do think they would move, but I mean, I see Chris's point. You know, you don't have this large budget to go out and do all this, like to take a risk on a Dino Bravo or Hercules, where, like he said, Tito and JYD would sit on the pegs. So I do see the business side of it. Like you said, Scott, this is the business side of it. And this is the counter to us having wish lists and wants and needs and all that stuff. And people within the side of the business have to kind of pull themselves back and go, hold on.
Yeah, pump the brakes. Here are reasons why that might not work. And a lot of times it makes sense.
And for a smaller company like FTC, that's a bigger risk than, you know, like a company like Mattel or Hasbro, you know, just putting out a figure. And if it warms the pegs, you know, it sucks taking that hit. But I mean, like Mattel's a conglomerate and so is Hasbro. And they'll be like, okay, well, one warmed the pegs, so, you know, we can take a shot at another one or something like that.
And it would be heartbreaking for Chris, I'm sure, too, to put the work in. Like he just mentioned how hard it is to get the deal with a deceased wrestler's family. How disheartening would it be to go through all of that effort, then to finally have them sign on the dotted line, and then to finally go through the production process to finally get that figure released, and then it sits and nobody buys it. That would be heartbreaking. So I can really see where Chris is coming from on that with certain names for sure. But man, how cool would it be to have Public Enemy and Mike Awesome figures?
And even a Canyon.
Oh, absolutely. A Canyon too. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Those would be very cool, but there are reasons why you might not ever see that.
Scott, last weekend, Steve Ozer for 2 days basically answered fans' questions. And he did this kind of last year also after SDCC. So what I did is I went through and I typed up, I would say, about 90% of what I felt was interesting. And that is about 5 pages of notes.
So here we go.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, about 5. I got tired of counting.
3, sir.
So this is from Steve Ozer's Instagram Q&A last week. So again, I pulled the questions that I felt important. There are some repetitive questions where he kind of answered the same thing, just maybe slotted in a different person or something like that. All right, Scott, are you ready?
Oh, I've been ready.
All right, don't fall asleep on me.
What? You woke me up.
Hopefully this doesn't become background noise for the listeners.
Yeah. No fast forwarding, listeners. Get your finger off that button.
After about page 3, they're all going nighty-night.
Yeah. You're going to have to wake me up.
By the way, did you take your Red Bull?
Yes, I did. Thank you for reminding me. I meant to mention that earlier. This podcast fueled, again, by Cherry Blade Lemonade, which is quickly becoming one of my favorite Bang flavors.
All right, good. So you're not falling asleep on me.
Not yet, but give me until like page 3. Then it's going to be like Austin Powers. Scott!
All right. This is from Steve Ozer's Instagram. What is the store exclusive in Elite 72? Steve replied, Classy Freddy Blassie. So that was the rendering that we saw at SDCC. Will there be a Becky with two belts? Steve showed a rendering with two women's titles. Where and when will we be able to get the new Asuka figure, Skeletor's future bride? Steve said, Asuka is in the Network Spotlight series, hitting targets very, very soon. Put an extra very in there, Scott.
That means it's really very soon. So I'm thinking maybe September?
That's what I was thinking. Question for Steve. Now that there's a new Shawn Michaels head scan, will the new Elites be following the basic 100 figure? Steve said yes. More HBK figures to come. Question. Any first time in the line flashbacks plan that you have not shown yet? Good question. Steve said yes. That's it.
Okay.
All right.
Let the speculation begin.
Question. Has the closing of TRU affected you guys? Where are the majority of the figures sold? He said, of course it has. We had so much dedicated space at Toys R Us. It made a lot more unique items possible. Walmart, Target, Amazon, and others are huge supporters of the line. Somebody asked, why wasn't there an Elite R-Truth shown at San Diego Comic-Con? Steve replied, we showed his new basic figure. That's it.
Moving back to the Toys R Us question.
Yes, please do.
It makes you wonder because we were shown the Elite Scale stage about a year and a half ago, WrestleMania NOLA. That's when the Elite Scale stage made its grand debut. It makes you wonder if Toys R Us hadn't closed, if we'd already have that basically produced and sitting in the aisleways at Toys R Us for like $150.
There's a good chance because they had a lot of, as he said, they had a lot of dedicated space.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. The Ultimate Deletion set would have found a home there. Perhaps Bray Wyatt's Firefly Funhouse would have found a way there. But, you know, Toys R Us is coming back, so hopefully they're going to shake hands with Mattel again. And hopefully very, very soon, like within the next 2 to 3 years, we see that Mattel WWE presence at more Toys R Us's to come up.
Could you imagine if they started releasing Toys R Us exclusive stuff at the two new Toys R Us's that are popping up in Houston and New Jersey?
Well, it would have to have an online presence. Or suddenly all of our friends in those areas would be heavily leaned upon to go and buy like just crates of these figures.
Steve Hoker.
Yeah, Brandon.
Dialing you up.
Yeah, for sure.
Somebody asked, please make to scale LJN style figures. All right, Scott, here we go.
We've asked this before. Yes, great question.
Steve said, might be tough due to the weight, but not impossible. He said he loved the second LJN Hogan with the white shirt and red trunks.
It's going to cost you a little bit, buddy.
Bill said that same thing when we talked to him at Stockton Con last year.
Yeah, the weight certainly is an issue when it comes to shipping and just packaging in general, trying to hold that weight. But, you know, the retros were so popular that maybe there would be some life to an occasional chase LJN, kind of like what Jax did with the Classic Superstars. Maybe that's something they'll look at down the road, given the popularity of the retro line.
Somebody asked, when a new character like The Fiend debuts, does WWE give you a heads up on the new look? Steve said, sometimes. It's a case-by-case basis. We watch as fans along with all of you as this character develops. How come you guys have been pushing out the Strowman figs that look so similar? He said they sell great and his look hasn't changed, but his look has now slightly changed.
Yeah, no more happy bronze.
And no more happy brawn.
Yeah, he looks like he's happy to see people. Like his mouth is open, but his eyes are wide. Like, hey, guys. Like we need like an angry Strowman.
Next question, speaking of Hercules. Any update on Hercules since his estate wants to sign a Legends deal with WWE? He says no update. He would buy a Hercules figure, though. Steve would buy a Hercules figure, though.
I would buy a Hercules figure for sure, especially one coming out from Mattel. I would absolutely purchase. Could you imagine it's going to have a metal chain There are several different versions of Hercules they could do. I personally would want one from his singles run when he was a face. But I could see some draw to the look from when, like, basically equal to his LJN look. But I think that there is definitely money in a Hercules. He would most likely end up in, like, a Survivor Series line or, like, a Chase figure in the Elite line. I'd even be good with a basic. Even no accessories, just a good basic Hercules figure. Would be a big fan of that. I didn't know that his estate wanted to sign a Legends deal. I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is, hey, that's awesome. And I hope to see something sculpted soon by Mattel, maybe at the New York Toy Fair in February.
Yeah, that's what the question was, is someone said his estate wants to sign a Legends deal with WWE. So I don't care who puts out a Hercules figure. I just want a new Hercules figure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, long, long overdue.
Next question. Any chance of getting figures of the Head Shrinkers? Steve said, not currently possible, but would love modern figures of them.
I would love modern figures of them. Long, long overdue. We haven't had Head Shrinkers since the Hasbro line. So yes, great call on wanting Head Shrinker figures. I love it.
Next question. What's the likelihood of getting more past female talent, aka Luna Vachon, Ivory, Jacqueline? Steve said, we will do everything we can to get as many legends out as possible. It all comes down to them being signed to Legends deals, and the process is constantly in motion. Do you have the rights to make the Orient Express figures, Tanaka, Sato, and Kato? Steve says, we do not. If you could, would you make a Mantar figure? Steve said 100% he would.
What a weird request. Was that Breaker? Did Breaker request Mantar?
Brian Breaker, we're going to have a talk.
We're going to put out Arachnaman first, but Mantar won't be far behind.
Somebody asked Glow, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Steve said, OMG, I wish.
Yeah, that was a simple question. Glow, question mark?
Yeah, I know, right? Question, any plans for an Elite Toni Storm or Rhea Ripley? Here we go, Scott.
Great question.
Figs of them would be sick. While there is nothing to announce, I'd personally love to add them to my collection.
We would too, Steve.
Question, are Heavy Machinery in the works? Answer, they'd certainly make fun figures. Look, if anybody is on the WWE roster, you can basically, and signed to the WWE roster, you can basically guarantee that they're going to be made.
Yeah, and I think, I'm not a huge fan of Heavy Machinery. I get the gimmick. It's, you know, it's fun and games, stakes and weights. I think they would make a great looking battle pack. I think Steve's right. They would make fun figures, and I think they'll have a great look when those figures do come out.
Question, are the Viking Raiders in the works? So Steve showed a picture of the Berserker and he said, huss, huss, which I guess is a yes. So we'll take it as a yes.
Well, you know, here we go. Compare and contrast. FTC already has War Raiders in their inventory. So it's going to be cool to see what Mattel comes up with to battle that.
Question, is Gorilla coming with two torsos? Render shows a different shirt and tie torso. He said Gorilla will be similar to the flashback Mean Gene. Somebody said, loving the WWE Masters of the Universe crossover. Any idea when these will be out? He said, expect the ring with Cena and Triple H to hit towards the end of this year, followed by the first series of figures shortly after. What figure was the most challenging to produce in terms of acquiring rights to make? Steve said, during my time, probably Danny Davis in China. China because it just seemed impossible at certain points. An actual referee figure because refs typically don't have merch deals. It's Danny Davis. He should have a figure every single time around, you know?
Completely agree. But look, Steve right here is basically echoing what Chris put in his email, how hard it is to get a deceased wrestler in your line. So there's Steve basically agreeing what Chris had said in his email earlier.
Scott, Danny Davis isn't deceased.
China is deceased, dude.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about Danny Davis.
No, get over Danny Davis. We were talking about China. Now you can you can gush about Danny Davis. Feel free. That figure is going to be awesome when you're able to put them all together. You buy all four elites, put them together. I am really looking forward to that Danny Davis.
Somebody asked, is it too late to fix the wrist tape on Elite Buddy Murphy figure? He said, I'll see what can be done. Question, any future Eddie Guerrero elites? He said, we talk about Eddie all the time. It's probably only a matter of time. Question, any future Surfer Stings planned? He said, not currently, but it's safe to say as long as we have access to use Sting, we will make more figures.
Those are pretty much home run figures, right? Like, it seems like every time Mattel does a Surfer Sting, it's a great looking figure. Now, the package art, that's debatable. But the figures themselves, amazing.
What did I say that one time about the very first Surfer Sting, the basic? The artwork on the card looked like a cat that just sniffs something gross or something.
Yes. That is the perfect description, dude. Like, I don't know. The cat owners know exactly what you're talking about. But if you don't own a cat, essentially the cat will go up and sniff like a shoe or a sock or somebody's foot or another cat's butt. And it gets this weird look on its face and its lips part. And its mouth is kind of like partway open. And it's the most bizarre look you've ever seen. Like it gets stuck on stupid for a second. And that's what the Sting box artwork looks like.
All right, moving on to page 3, Scott.
No more cat butts. I'm sorry.
Question, can we get Doink the Clown sidekick Dink? No Legends deal in place, no Dink.
Customize a Hornswoggle if you really have to have Dink.
Or what was the little bull? Toro?
Oh, man. You're going to put me on the spot with that one?
El Toro?
That sounds right.
I know people are going to be sending us messages regarding that one.
Yeah, he came and went that quickly. I forgot his name. But, dude, actually, to that point, that might not have been trolling, because think about how cool it would be if next year's San Diego Comic-Con exclusive is an elite of Doink and his accessory is Dink.
Oh, like, and they ride the little tricycle?
Okay, so now you're going to put a tricycle in the packaging, make it even that much cooler? That sounds like a great SDCC exclusive to me.
Wasn't there one time Doink also brought him out in, like, one of those little flyer wagons?
Probably. He might have even brought him out in a stroller one time. Pick an accessory to go with Dink, even better. That would make a hell of a giveaway or a exclusive figure at SDCC.
Question to Steve. Any new Ember Moon figures coming? Nothing really to announce, but it sure be cool to get an Ember fig with new articulation.
That's a great question.
Because remember, all female and male articulation is the same going forward.
Yeah, with Ember Moon having a SummerSlam match, you can bet there's going to be more Ember figures coming down the pipe.
Is it safe to say that a Hideo Itami Elite will never hit the shelves? Who's Hideo Itami, Scott?
Who's he?
I know this awesome dude in New Japan named Kenta.
Mark.
The answer, he says, unless he returns to the company, probably not. Any plans for more of the Hardys? Perhaps a body paint, Jeff? He says, yeah, infinite possibilities for the Hardys. If Alicia Fox can make it into an elite lineup, any chance we can please get the Wendy Richter? He said, oh yeah, there's definitely a chance.
You're like, I already have it. Whatever.
Will battle packs come with accessories again? He says, yes, they will. And he showed the picture or the rendering from San Diego Comic-Con where New Day had the plate of pancakes.
Well, and the Authors of Pain are a battle pack, right? The new Authors of Pain sculpts, and they come with kendo sticks.
That's true. That's true. Will there be a modern-day referee build-a-figure in the future? He says it's a goal of mine to get a modern ref into the line. It's a tough challenge for a variety of reasons, but as Steve said, I'll keep trying. Question, will the new Batista be an exclusive or mainline? I think that was from his WrestleMania 35 this past year.
Yes.
His attire. Said Batista will be a mainline elite release. Someone asked, please, can you ensure the tux jacket for Gorilla is the two-button jacket as shown? He said Gorilla should be coming as seen from the rendering. Definitely an upgrade over what would have been in the two-pack with Bobby Heenan.
Well, that's good to hear. They're giving that Gorilla figure some love. I like that.
Look at that. A little attention to detail, the two-button on the jacket.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Question, any chance of the Firefly Funhouse with the puppets? He said the funhouse itself could be tough to make happen, but the puppets are probably doable.
Man, think about this. An elite fiend and his accessories, no hands or anything. All you get are the puppets and characters from the funhouse. Put that on a scale of 1 to 10 on impossible to find.
And make that evil Vince character a puppet that was dancing around.
Oh, man, now you're talking. Now you're talking. You're just lining Mattel's pockets with money, dude.
Which is your favorite elite release so far from this year? He says that's tough. There are so many that I love adding to my collection this year. King Mabel, Ricochet, Ali, and more. But if I have to choose, it would be the Sensational Sherry. I've literally wanted this version of her as a figure since I was a kid.
Love it. I love it. And you know what? We've had so many good figures that some we just forget about. But that Sherry, absolutely, bring it to the forefront, praise it again. That is a great looking Sherry, and how cool would it have been as kids to have a retro Sherry, or I should say a Hasbro Sherry, or even a manager in the LJN line. It would have been fantastic. and Mattel made it happen. So kudos to them, and that's cool that Steve recognized her as his favorite.
Will you get a chance to do scans, or is there no market yet regarding the UK figures? If talent are under deals that allow figs, we will absolutely explore including them. If scans aren't possible due to logistics, we can always sculpt. Page 4, Scott. Will the Collector's Edition store exclusives continue? He said they are continuing through 2020. And whoever asked this question, thank you very much. Question, possible to get Rock and Roll Express? He said if they became available to us, we would try to figure out a way to make it happen.
Okay, so they're in their Hall of Fame, but they don't have the rights to make the figures, is what Steve is saying, question mark?
That's what it sounds like. So no Legends deal is signed?
Come on, Chris. I mean, I know you just had this whole conversation with us through email, but dude, it's the Rock and Roll Express. Jeff will buy your entire inventory. Okay, he probably won't, but he'll put a dent in it.
And they still have a presence out there.
Yes, they do. They are at independent shows all the time. Rock and Roll Express figures are an absolute necessity. And I'm sure FTC could right the wrong that was the Jax Classic Superstars 2-pack.
A question. Any chance of ever getting a Haku figure? I would love to get a Haku into the line. He would need a Legends deal, though, to make it possibility. Next question for Steve. Is the Fiend in the works yet? Steve said he is the epitome of toyetic.
Then I would say that's a yes.
Right.
Yeah, that's a definite yes. That's a moneymaker for Mattel. No doubt about it. It doesn't matter how he's released, be it a battle pack, a basic, an elite, an ultimate edition. That figure is money. There's already customs coming out. They already look great. I can imagine the job Mattel is going to do with it. That is just, they're waiting to just hit the cash registers, dude. Like, those figures are going to be hot when they come out.
Next question, will the WWE Masters of the Universe figures eventually come with titles? Steve said he actually conceptualized a title for Series 1. He said we unfortunately had to cut it. Maybe we will see it or a different Masters title down the road. That sucks they had to cut it, because usually a belt is like the right thing to do for the first figures to come out, isn't it?
Well, yeah, especially if that Masters of the Universe ring would happen to be anything like the Hasbro ring that had the little table with the circle cutout where you could slide the belt over it. That would have been a cool touch to add, because who doesn't want to get a title belt with their ring? But yeah, it really sucks they had to cut it out, but I'm sure that they'll put something out.
And put an American flag on the top.
On the Masters of the Universe?
Yeah, like the Hasbro ring, right?
You're saying put an American flag. Well, I don't know if that fits into that universe. Maybe put Skeletor's face on one side and He-Man's on the other or something, or Triple H's and Cena's faces. I don't know. That'd be a good one on the flag. I wonder if they're going to have like symbols of good and evil. I'll have to see how this line unfolds.
How do you feel knowing everyone anticipated a NWO Hogan reveal and instead Storm busted out exclusives?
Ooh, shots fired. Hands being thrown.
Steve said it's just not in the cards at the moment. I'm happy those that wanted a Hogan figure can still get new ones. They look incredible. I'm a big fan of Storm collectibles.
Okay, well, yeah, that's very diplomatic by Steve. Great answer. But man, way to bring it on that question. Because yeah, I was the guy every week leading up to SDCC, like, dude, no doubt we're going to see a Hogan reveal. There's no question in my mind Hogan figures are going to be shown. And while they weren't shown by Mattel, they were shown by Storm. Cool of Steve to acknowledge it, that he's a fan of Storm, likes the figures. I love the figures too, Steve. It's just too bad that Mattel doesn't have that the right to release that NWO Hogan Elite yet. But one day they will, and it's going to be glorious.
Did you send in that question, Scott?
I'm sorry, what?
Next question for Steve. Will Cassius Ohno be easier to find than Pete Dunne or Wolf? Steve said, I'd like to think yes with Ohno, already scheduled to be available at Target in the US and Toys R Us Canada.
Fingers crossed, I hope so too.
What was your favorite figure that was revealed at SDCC? He said, oh man, how can I choose just one? Really happy we offered a great variety of reveals that appealed to all segments of WWE figure collectors. Also very happy these long requested wrestlers can be checked off the list. And he showed a picture of China Hurricane, Danny Davis, and Greg the Hammer Valentine. Will the Ultimate Edition line always be past stars and current stars? He says that's the game plan, but we can deviate if necessary on a case-by-case basis. Someone asked, who is in Ruthless Aggression talent you would love to make that you can't? He said Stacy Keibler.
Oh, well, there you go. That goes back to the question earlier about past divas making it into the line. Steve wants it to happen too. So he's on your side with that one.
It seems like he is an old school fan. Like, he was excited about the Danny Davis, and that's from the 80s. He's excited about the Greg the Hammer Valentine, again, mid to late 80s. It seemed like he's an old school fan just like all of us.
Well, remember how excited he was to show us the Luger, the J.J. Dillon Build-A-Figure set that had Luger and Sting and Flair in it. And yeah. the Elite Flashbacks with Harley Race, he was especially excited about that one. Remember how excited he was to show us those and how happy he was to be able to get Mattel to put that into a line. That's definitely the guy that we want as collectors, kind of pleading our case to Mattel.
Question, are you surprised about how many people are bummed about the retros? Steve said, not at all. I love retro line, but a real pause and reboot is needed to course correct and make things work in a way that makes sense for the realities of this line. Trust me, the hiatus was the right decision. I'm kind of nitpicking that one. Did they pump the brakes on it because retailers?
Yeah.
Or did they pump the brakes because they felt that the line was stale and needed a reboot?
No, I think, and we talked about it last week, I think this was 100% they weren't moving at retail as they had hoped. I think this is going to become an online exclusive. I really do. I think that's going to be the reboot. We'll probably get fewer releases during the course of a year, but I can see this one moving to an online-only platform.
Next question, is Pete Dunne a mainline or another chase? He said the new Pete Dunne will be a mainline release in 2020.
Excellent.
Scott, page 5.
3, sir.
Do you know if Johnny Gargano Elite 70 will have fixed kick pads? Steve said the Johnny figure shown is final product. Note taken on the kick pads for future Johnny figures. So it's funny because I asked resident Johnny Gargano expert Nicholas Jacoby, and he said he didn't see anything wrong with the kick pads. But I did see a few people on Twitter being like, I don't like those kick pads on Johnny. So I'm not sure what was wrong with them. I'm still kind of confused on it. I thought the figure looked good. I was happy for Adam Riches, you know?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, they weren't upset with the design. They were just kind of upset with the kick pads. You can never please us collectors, Scott.
We're never happy.
We need a shirt that just says, we are never happy.
Yeah, exactly. Hashtag fig life, never happy.
Question, can we get a Virgil figure?
Another one?
He said he would love to get a wrestling gear Virgil in the line if the stars were to align.
That would almost be like Soul Train Jones.
Maybe Virgil from like that Survivor Series where he was on Brett's team?
Yeah, because didn't he wear like white and red striped tights?
Yes.
Yeah, because I know the Hasbro figure, he was wearing like boxing trunks. But yeah, it would be cool to get like a red and white stripe tights Virgil in the line, I guess. I actually really like, I don't think that they could top the one that they've already released, the Elite Virgil. But I'd like to see him try for sure.
Question, will most Elite figures include 3 sets of interchangeable hands? He said the amount of extra hands will vary by superstar and depends on extra hands that make sense, deco, and other accessories included. Someone asked, what series will Alicia Fox be in? She is in the Survivor Series Elite Wave hitting Walmart later this year. Have you talked to stores about the lack of figures on the shelves? Here we go.
Here we go.
He said planogram resets are about to happen and new product is already trickling in and being found. This is a normal process that regularly happens. You will have plenty of new figures to choose from shortly. So we're getting the Walmart reset. I think Target is already starting to kind of hit the reset button too, because Ultimate Editions have been showing up.
Yeah, they're ramping up for the holidays. It's already happening.
Question, is Liv Morgan going to hit stores in the next couple months? He said she should be hitting stores very, very soon. He used very twice again.
Yes, he did. So again, if he's using very twice, that's obviously before the end of the year, and I'm thinking September.
Question, why no Jeff Jarrett? He says we don't have figure rights to Jeff. Hopefully that changes one day. I'd personally love to get several different figures of him. Question, any idea on what Elite set will feature the new 2020 packaging? He said Elite 72. Someone just put China figure? I don't know why, but he did answer, and he said expect her first of many figures to hit midway through 2020. I like his answer of many, because there are so many variations of China you can do.
I love it. The fact that we're getting multiple Chinas and not just this one-time release, like I would imagine Don Morocco is going to be a single one-time, like there won't be another one. But China, you're right, Jeff. So many different costumes or outfits that you can put her in. The list is endless. And it's cool to see Mattel realizing that and jumping on board and being like, you're going to get them all.
Follow-up question to that. Will any of the future China figures come with a bazooka? He said it would make sense, right?
That's perfect.
With Christian including the goblet, is Mattel still unable to produce figures of Gangrel? He said, sadly, we don't have the figure rights for Gangrel.
Did you hear that, Chris?
I see what you did there, Scott.
Rock and Roll Express and Gangrel, that's all we ask. And Dino Bravo.
This one's for our UK figure collectors. Why aren't there store exclusives like Pete Dunne, Pat Patterson more available in the UK? He says, we do make these exclusive figures available to international retailers. At the end of the day, it is up to each individual business to decide what exactly they want to carry. Question, will Gorilla Monsoon and Freddie Blassie be retail exclusives? He says, Gorilla and Blassie will be Walmart exclusives in the US. International is TBD. Page 6, Scott.
Page 6, Jeff.
This was a lot of typing, dude. I think it was like 4,000 words or something. I don't know.
I know. And the way you typed, this took like a week.
Oh, dude, I've already gone through and like looked at all the misspellings.
Oh, some of them are hilarious. I won't go into it.
Yeah, I put knee. So like from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Knee.
Knee.
I don't know why I did that. We want a shrubbery. Okay, question. Is the Naomi figure in limbo or will it still make it to Walgreens? He said this figure won't be hitting Walgreens anymore, sadly, but we are looking for a new home for her, so stand by.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty much Steve's MO. He will find a home for these figures. I'm pretty sure that he's a fan of that Naomi. He realizes how good it is. He will do his best to find a home for it.
Will the blue Roddy be released? So it's the Roddy from the NXT series with the blue jacket and blue and the black jacket. He says, hopefully down the road. We have a pretty good track record of rescuing lost figures.
There you go.
Any plans on more Christian and Jeff Hardy elites? And Steve said, of course. Question, ETA on Ultimate Edition HBK? He said, early 2020. What are the chances for ECW elites like Dreamer, Taz, Sabu, RVD, Raven, and Sandman? He said, if they become available for us to use, of course, we would love to get them in the line. Is the North American title coming with Adam Cole, the final product? So if you go back, it was almost like a prototype belt. The color on it was way off. The one they showed at SDCC, I should say. Steve's answer to that is this will be a running change to more maroon color. Question, when are we getting the new Enzo and Cass Elite 2-pack?
Good question.
Yeah, I've actually been wondering about this myself. Steve said it's dropping February 31st at KB Toys.
Zing!
Any possibility to have a new Lana figure? He says, of course there is a chance. Are Hurricane and Lince Dorado mainline exclusives? He says they are both mainline elites. Question, will Flashback Harley ever show up again? This is a good question. He says there is a decent chance we can get him out again. No promises, but we are working on it.
Even if they have to change him over to like NWA Harley, I'm okay with that too. They absolutely nailed Harley Race. And I think that he's one that they need to revisit. They definitely need to put out another Harley, like I said, be it NWA or even redoing the King figure. Obviously, the different packaging is going to differentiate it from that original Elite Flashback. But they definitely need to revisit the Harley Race figure.
Do you think that the Harley figure sold well because of its beauty or that it was limited run and everybody was out to find it?
I think at first it sold because of how good it was. And then when Harley Hysteria hit, everybody had to have it. But originally, I think it sold because of how good it looked. When we saw it at Access, it was one of the most beautiful things we'd ever seen. It was as near perfect a wrestling figure as you could find. And the finished product, when it actually hit retail, was no difference than what we saw at Access. And I think it sold on its merit. But then when people saw how rare it was, that just kicked it into high gear, and then you could never find it. So that's why I think it needs to be revisited, so that those of us that missed it at least get a chance to put it into our collection and appreciate it without having to spend like $300.
Question, will the basic R-Truth and Carmella be a battle pack or separate figures? Steve said these will be separate figures in the basic line. Question, any chance of the Masters of the Universe retro style figures with the added articulation popping up? He said all Mattel Masters of the Universe Origins and Masters of the WWE Universe figures will sport the modern articulation for at least the foreseeable future. Super 7 does have quite a few new Motu figs available with classic articulation, though. Question, any more Jake Roberts, DDP, or Scott Hall figures? He says it is safe to say yes. Page 7, Scott.
Page 7, Jeff.
I hope the listeners haven't tuned out and they're like bored out of their minds.
No, I think these are actually solid questions.
Yeah, it's like 7,000 words, dude. I had to type.
It's actually 6,522, but who's counting?
Page 7. Question, what's the current status of the Paul Ellering figure that we saw back at NOLA and Access? Steve said the Paul figure is stuck in parts unknown. Hopefully he can be rescued from action figure purgatory in the future.
This is one that I would actually be shocked to see ever see the light of day. I know that Steve can work some magic and make some figures come back, but this isn't one that I see coming back, dude. I honestly think this one is just lost forever.
I agree. I don't see it ever coming back because Paul didn't well, he kind of did the first night. He didn't follow him to the main roster with AOP on the main roster. So, he's not on TV. People remember it in NXT, but would it sell in figure form?
Now, if you kind of flip the script a little bit on that Paul Ellering figure and you dress him up to be the Road Warriors manager and you release LOD or Road Warriors figures again, then that kind of makes sense. You could actually package Paul Ellering as an elite, like a Chase, and his accessory could be Rocco. Okay, never mind. Don't do that. Just scrap the figure entirely. I'm sorry. What was I thinking?
No Rocco, Scott.
That was a horrible suggestion. What? Rocco? Stop talking about Rocco, Jeff. Nobody wants a Rocco figure. Have you lost your mind?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Jeez.
Wait, how did you spin that back on me?
I'll have you thrown out of here. Don't you start.
Mind control. Look at you. Question, is the old Natty Elite canceled or still coming out? The Walgreens Natty had to be canceled, sadly, but we gave her an upgrade and she will now be a mainline Elite. She will feature awesome entrance gear, swappable hands, and the new updated female articulation. Remember, female and male articulation will be the same. Question, when are we going to see a Bianca Belair? And will she have real hair?
Great question.
Chances are good for a figure, but not with quote-unquote real hair.
I'm okay with that.
Question, will the next top talent elites be the same four superstars? He says the lineups may slightly change over time to keep up with the current content. But top picks will always consist of those core superstars that kids and new collectors would need if diving in the line for the first time. Scott, this question I popped for, and whoever asked this, thank you. Question, any chance of a Dream Team era Brutus Beefcake and Greg Valentine, now that Valentine is signed? He said not planned, but no reason it would be off the table for future discussion.
I think it would be a sin if you released a Dream Team era Brutus Beefcake and didn't include the old World Tag Team title with him. I think it would be cool if the Greg Valentine came with that as well. You could even throw an Intercontinental title in with Greg, which we now know, thank you to Sam Finley, that he was only a one-time Intercontinental Champion, Jeff. You could actually throw the tag team and IC belts in with Greg, and it would totally make sense.
You know what? Now that they're doing these Elite-style two-packs, just do an Elite-style Brutus, get the head scan right, please, and Greg, and throw in those tag titles, sold for me. It's a very niche thing, though. But how many people outside of us hardcore old-school WWF guys remember that Greg and Brutus teamed up as the Dream Team? Would they sit on pegs?
I think so. Yeah, I'm afraid that they would. And I'm just going off of past history with like the Wild Samoans and the Ultimate Warrior Papa Shango 2-pack. You could pretty much find that one anywhere to the point that it was clearanced out. And I have a feeling that the Greg Valentine and Brutus Beefcake Dream Team, no matter how cool it would look, would sit. And based on price point, I think those things started at like, what, $35? So that's just, that's not in the budget for a lot of people to be dropping coin on, but you could do them as two singular elite figures, and that would be fine by me.
Next question for Steve, are Mike and Maria in the works? He said, would love to include them in the line, just a matter of the stars aligning.
Nah, that's going to be aligning pretty soon. They've been getting a lot of TV time. Maria is your current 24/7 champion. I see figures of them sooner rather than later.
Next question, and this was a good one. He says it was location specific. Is Mattel aware of how hard it is to find Walmart exclusives in Los Angeles?
And San Leandro, and Oakland, and Fremont, San Francisco.
He said the team is aware. Steve says he lives in LA area and toy hunts every chance he gets. While we can't dictate which specific stores Walmart decides to stock their product at, since we sell to them and they distribute to their locations, we are actively working on ways to improve availability of these figures for you guys. Not an easy fix, but give us some more time. You've guys had the license for 10 years. Wait, how much more time do you need?
Steve, just so you know, that was Jeff that said that. Scott,
this ain't your first rodeo, man.
Scott is sitting here silently listening to Jeff read page 7 of his notes.
I'm just kidding. The guy did say Walmart exclusives, so they're still working out the kinks. I'm just joking.
No, he's not, Steve. Throw hands.
I know. It just kind of. Question, any plans for more vehicles or entrance stages play sets? This is for JT. He said yes, of course.
Ooh, that's good news for JT.
But is he talking about vehicles or is he talking about entrance stages?
Look, if you want to bring out Hogan's Corvette or DX's Jeep, I'm okay with that. But let's do more play sets and entrance stages and fewer vehicles.
Yes, let's cut back on the vehicles and let's do more play sets.
Undertaker's motorcycle would be cool too.
Okay, I'll give you that.
But just those three.
And the last question on page 7 after 11,000 words that I typed, Scott?
No, it was 6,522.
No, dude, it was 12,300.
Oh, sorry. I stopped at page 3.
That bang did not work. Question, will we get multiple heads in the Elite line like Marvel Legends? He says, yes, we're already doing it. You will continue to see it when it makes sense. So, Scott, that was Steve's IG. I was taking screenshots of every single question that was asked and then had to filter out which ones were good enough to bring to the show and leave off. There might have been some questions we could have probably left off, but I thought that was kind of fun because it took me back to the Jeremy Powder? Anyways, the dude from Jax.
Yes, Jeremy from Jax.
Yeah, Jeremy P. It took me back to those days when he would do online Q&As with people that would submit questions and you would answer them on there before IG and social media like this. So it kind of took me back to that, just kind of an updated version of it.
You are our ace news reporter on this one. Thanks for your time on this one, dude. That was a lot of typing, a lot of follow-up, a lot of attention to detail. I think you did a great job.
Thank you very much. 20,000 words isn't easy, I'll tell you.
No, it's not.
Scott, you just start talking, dude. I need water.
I'm not good at being host. We've learned this. You had me do it at episode 100 and I failed miserably. It was like a car crash.
I'm having you do that at episode 200 too.
Oh man, that's going to be hilarious here. I've been sitting back chilling like, all right, Jeff, you take it. Kick my feet up, chill out. I'm already dreading episode 200.
And you have to do the notes and you have to upload the show. You have to edit it.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Episode 200 will be our last.
Yeah, it's going to be the lost episode because I'm going to lose it somehow.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to type up the notes. You have to do everything else.
Great. This is going to be horrible.
No, I'm looking forward to episode 200. We've got about another 15, 14 weeks. And then, so wait, if I do math, it should be around November that we do that, right?
Yes. Right around November.
Yes, around November will be episode 200. I'm excited for that, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show. It's going to be a fun show. We'll have to come up with some really cool stuff for you guys.
Scott, we got two listener questions, and we're going to round out the show. What do you say?
Let's talk to them.
Scott, the first email comes in from Chris. He says, hey, good brothers. Sorry for not sending any emails recently, but here is my new action figure idea. With the new Ghostbusters WWE mashup got me thinking about a WWE and Simpsons mashup. Here is my series one. Bart as Brett. He will look like the WWF magazine cover. Homer as the Undertaker. He will come with a hat and jacket and world title. Lisa as Becky Lynch. She will come with the man jacket and a woman's title. Marge as Lana. Special two-pack of Mr. Burns and Smithers as Money Inc. Since I did series one, you guys do series two.
I think there are already listeners opening up their wallets.
Okay, hold on. Barney as the dude from Heavy Machinery, Otis.
Oh, man. That was a home run. Did you hear that?
Okay. Mo as... Ooh, who would Mo be?
Vince?
No, I could see Mr. Burns being Vince, but... all right, maybe I'd choose a different character. Okay, Santa's little helper will be Matilda.
Ooh, okay, I like that. I'm going to leave you to run with this one, dude, because you are the resident Simpsons fan slash expert of the show. So this is going to be your baby for series two.
Who is a dumb character that could be Ralph Wiggum?
Oh, Otis from Heavy Machinery. Oh, wait, you already took him. Darn it.
He's going to have two characters.
Yeah. Otis playing the role of two different people here.
Okay. Let me jump to another one. The Principal Skinner. Who could he be? Who could Principal Skinner be? Actually, I guess he could be Vince.
That one would be a good Vince.
Principal's, yeah, okay. Man, this is a tough one, dude. Trying to think of the other characters because I haven't watched Simpsons in a few months. So I'm trying to all of a sudden just go back in the Rolodex of characters. Like, I know there's Bumblebee Man. Oh, Krusty. Who would Krusty be? Oh, The Fiend.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Krusty is The Fiend.
Disco Stew could be Disco Inferno.
You're not making a Disco Inferno figure. Will you stop?
The character's just aligned, right?
Well, at least make him Fandango or something. You don't put Disco Inferno into the line. You would think Flanders would have to be a character in this one somehow in series two.
Who's a Goody Two Shoes character? Like a
Ricky Steamboat.
Oh, yep, nailed. I think we have our series two, I think. We just rattled off a bunch of people that could correlate with Simpson characters.
I feel bad we didn't put Flair in there. Maybe he could be Mo.
Flair does like to drink.
Right.
But Mo doesn't drink, although he did create the Flaming Mo.
He did create. So maybe Barney would not be Otis. Barney would be Flair because he's always partying.
Barney has to be Otis, though. That just fits, you know?
Yeah, but if you have Otis be Chief Wiggum's kid.
Ooh, Chief Wiggum. Who would play Chief Wiggum? Tyler Breeze.
Jim Ross.
What?
Oh, wait, no, he's an AEW. He can't be a WWE guy.
Why would Jim Ross play Chief Wiggum?
I don't know. Similar body style? I don't know. King Kong Bundy.
This is a good question. I would want to think about it a little bit more.
Yeah, it's hard when you're like put on the spot with these. Because you'd need to like sit down and start to flesh out all of the Simpsons characters and how they segue over to WWE guys. But I think that's kind of a fun crossover. They did make a Bret Hart Simpsons figure. Of course, it was Bret as Bret Hart. But yeah, it's kind of cool to kind of mash these WWE guys into Simpsons characters.
Bumblebee Man will be the Killer Bees.
Two guys playing one?
Sure, why not?
Like a half and half sort of thing?
Sure, why not?
Not crazy about it, dude.
We just got put on the spot. We'll have to think a little bit more next week.
I like the idea, but I'm sure there's listeners like already going bonkers with their lists.
Can you imagine the list that we're going to get?
Please send it because we'd love to hear it. Chris, who sent in the question, would love to hear it. So yeah, send us your recommendations. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
We'll read them next week for sure.
Flood us with it. Flood us. Thank you for sending that in. Chris Scott, JT's here with his weekly question. Do you guys think the Elite 2-Packs are going to stick around for a while, or will they go out quietly? Don't be surprised if you guys see me looking for these things on the pegs when they come out, because I really want them to succeed. I've wanted Elite 2-Packs for a while now, and I think if these do good on the pegs, Mattel will be more than willing to do more pack elites, such as 4-packs or 3-packs. And I don't care what retail says, Bill, I still want that War Games 4-pack elite. If you do the right guys, yes, it will succeed. You're getting a Ray with an updated look. That's going to push that pack a little bit. I don't know if the parents are going to spend, I mean, two elites, so it's going to be $40. I don't know if they're going to spend $40 on that Ray. I do have a feeling that they are going to succeed because you're also getting guys that people want. People want Ray. They have Finn and AJ in the top talents. So obviously people want Finn and AJ. You've got 3/4 of guys that people want. So Ray is a guy that people want. So maybe he's enough with that updated look to push that battle pack. I don't know. Maybe AJ and Finn will be good enough to move off the pegs. Time will tell, but something tells me they will be good enough.
I actually go the other way on that conversation. Traditionally, multi-packs, aside from battle packs, have not done well at retail. Look at the 4-packs of the Target Hall of Fame figures. The 2-packs I previously mentioned of the Samoans and Ultimate Warrior and Papa Shango. Look at the Hall of Champions 2-packs, the Brett and HBK, and the Revival. Those didn't do super great. They were shelf warmers. The Nation of Domination 2-pack, you could find that one pretty readily. I want them to succeed, and I think that you're right to a certain extent, Jeff, that if they release the right names, like a Seth and Roman 2-pack, you kind of cater to retail with the names, it'll have a decent run. But traditionally, multi-packs have not done well at retail. Even the then-now forever 3-packs, those didn't do super great, at least locally. You could find them all the time. So history says that it won't do great, but Mattel seems to be changing course a little bit and putting more current names into the multi-pack. So by changing that, that could help it succeed. I hope that it works, but history kind of says otherwise. But again, you're changing course and putting current names in, not only putting current names, but current names that are known sellers. So hopefully that changes history and these things are successful for Mattel.
So I don't know about other regions, but the Brett and Sean 2-pack that came out, that was hard to find.
Really?
At least out here. I don't know if you saw it a lot on your pegs out there.
In the Valley, yeah, I did see it. The Revival especially, but yeah, the Brett and HBK one I would see on occasion out here too.
Okay, I never saw that one on pegs. I think I saw it once and I bought it. The Revival I did see all the time. It doesn't help that they are also basics.
Right, right. That's a good point. They weren't elites. I was going more off of like special 2-packs.
Now the Hall of Champions and Hall of Fames, like the Hall of Fame 4-pack, you had 4 legends. The 2-packs, you had Shango and Warrior legends. You had Afa and Sika obscure legends. So if you put in current superstars that always sell well, it might do okay. I kind of see them moving. Time will tell. I do see your point about 2-packs not moving as well. If you go back to the Toys R Us, Bob Orton and Roddy Piper and the Bushwhackers and Sheik and Volkoff, it took a while for Toys R Us to get those off the pegs.
Yeah, thank you. I completely overlooked those, but that's a great point, Jeff. Those were shelf warmers as well. So yeah, you're right. Time's going to tell, but look, you keep releasing the names that move. For example, you put out a Demon Finn and Fiend 2-pack. That's a home run. That's an easy sell. So the right names could lead to great sales, which leads to the Elite 2-packs continuing. Again, I want it to succeed. I really do. Just history with multi-packs, aside from battle packs, hasn't been kind to Mattel.
Scott, that rounds out the show. I want everybody to go check out at @toy_tracker on Twitter or wrestlingtoytracker.com and go check out their site if you are looking for any Hasbros or any LJNs. If you're looking to buy some, kind of check out the website before you make the purchase and see if you're getting a fair value market deal for any of those. Scott, are you looking at any Hasbros right now?
No, definitely not. Singular focus right now, that's Stockton Con this weekend. And I'll go see what kind of goodies they have there. Rest assured, I'll be texting you if I find any LJNs or Hasbros in really, really good shape. And that's kind of where the focus is right now. So not really looking back too much.
Gotcha. Scott, Eagle Moss.
Yeah, if you guys aren't subscribed yet, get on it. These things are awesome. They are smaller statues of your favorite WWE superstars past and present. They've got a bunch of names, a bunch that we covered on our SDCC show a couple weeks ago. Bunch of new names coming out in the future. A bunch of great names already released. It's not a huge dent in your wallet to buy these things or to subscribe to their service. If you subscribe, you're going to get the ring to display them all in. These things are outstanding. If you want to leave them in the box, they look great on display. Colorful box, window on the front. You can see your statue. It's got their name slash logo on the top. You turn the package around, it's got a full color magazine with that performer's face on the front of it. Beautiful packaging. The statues look fantastic. They're not expensive, so it won't put a huge dent in your figure collecting either. Jump onto their site at @HeroCollector_. You can check them out on Twitter, see the upcoming figures, see their past figures, and give them a subscription. It's not expensive. And when you subscribe to their service, you will get the ring.
Scott, I also want to throw it back to our podcast buddies, Breaker and Bane. They're doing their Telly Wars right now. It's pretty interesting. It's getting a little close. Married with Children, I think, is up against Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You're a Married with Children fan, right, Scott?
Married with Children should absolutely win that. It ran longer, and I think it was funnier. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Fresh Prince. I am a huge Fresh Prince fan. But look, Married with Children, that's in the upper echelon of all-time television shows. So that one's got to pull out. Or pull it out. Or win. It's got to win. There.
Yeah, it's got to win. Doing the favor, check out Eric and Barry. Two shows each week, one on wrestling figures, one on wrestling. Great show, two funny guys. Scott, Barry is your food buddy.
Yes, and my favorite wrestling historian.
Such a knowledgeable guy with when it comes to stuff regarding wrestling.
And his DVD collection will absolutely blow you away.
PPW Podcast, they also had a show just drop, and I'll be seeing Steve in Chicago for StarCast and All Out. Not Your Mama's Soap Opera, Marty and Sarah, and The Cassatt Show, who had on Matthew Goldberg about a week ago, former guest of our show. Scott, roll call.
Yes, this week, of course, I have to throw it out to our amazing artist, Jason Wolf. Give him a follow on Twitter at JasonWLF. If you go back to Pro Wrestling Tees or whatamaneuver.net, he is the guy that has designed most of our shirts, does great work. If you need artwork, any type of artwork, contact Jason on Twitter at JasonWLF. He is your guy. He's quick, he's courteous, he's professional, and he produces amazing, amazing artwork. I can't say enough good things about the great Jason Wolf. And Jeff, this week I'm going to throw it out to Figure Customizers. These guys make great custom figures. First up, at Scribble24, that is at SKRIBBEL24. Next up, the great Asui88 on Twitter at ASSUI88. Rounding out our great figure customizers this week, Jeff, at Kyle Customs. That's Kyle, K-Y-L-E, Customs, K, not C, U-S-T-O-M-S, 2018. Go give those people a follow. They do great figure customizations. Asui88, for example, she does Legos, which is kind of off the wall a little bit. A lot of people customize Jacks or Mattels. She actually does Legos on occasion in addition to Mattels. Amazing work. Definitely go give them a follow. And that rounds out roll call.
I do want to thank Chris DiPetrillo for sending in that email to us. Very informative, and something that a lot of people need to kind of think about when we all have that wish list. I have the Rock and Roll Express, the Midnight Express. I have that wish list. Scott has his wish list. Every collector has that wish list of figures that they want. But then we have to think of the opposite side of these people have to put in the tooling, the renderings. They have to put in all this money into making these figures. Is it going to be profitable for the company? So I want to thank Chris kind of putting that in perspective. Also Steve for his time and doing those Q&As over 2 days. Anyways, I want to thank those guys. Scott, for episode 185, anything else?
Fig Life since 2016. And happy toy hunting.
Thank you to everyone for listening to episode 185. Hashtag Fig Life. Adios.
Yeah. Fully posable. Let's go. Jeff and Scott, the Toon Brothers, busting out the ring. But we don't take it out the box, M.O.C. Happy toy hunting, we'll see you next week. We're the OGs of WFP. Fully Posable, thank you all for listening. It ain't no storyline, real life siblings. So everybody go and do your toy spotting. Hashtag Fig Life, adios from the Kings.